Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, December 3rd, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Whirlwind Trade and Tariff Blitz, Action Against DST May Go Global, and Trade Deal May Not Happen Until After 2020. Leading today's news: a barrage of trade actions were announced by the Trump administration on Monday, beginning with tariffs on steel and aluminum from Argentina and Brazil due to a massive devaluation of those countries' currencies. The U.S. Trade Representative also said it would review hiking tariffs on EU products and adding new ones because of what it called lack of progress in resolving a dispute over aircraft subsidies. After the markets closed, the USTR said it planned to slap punitive damages of up to 100% on $2.4 billion of French products like champagne, handbags, and cheese, after concluding that a new French digital services tax would harm U.S. tech companies. In other news, the USTR also threatened that such tariffs could be enacted in the future against Austria, Italy, and Turkey, all of which have digital services taxes. It added that French officials repeatedly referred to the French DST as the GAFA tax, which stands for Google, Apple, Facebook, and Amazon. Before moving forward with the levies, the agency will hold public hearings on the proposed tariffs on January 7th and will accept public comments through at least January 14th. U.S. stock futures are sinking back into the red, now down 0.5%, a day after the Dow fell 270 points and the S&P 500 posted its worst one-day decline since October 8th. In some ways, I like the idea of waiting until after the election for the China deal, but they want to make a deal now, and we will see whether or not the deal is going to be right, President Trump told reporters in London. Worsening the mood, the Global Times said China will release an unreliable entity list soon, aimed at punishing businesses deemed harmful to Chinese interests, that reportedly includes U.S. entities. Challenged on CBS over the policy, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg defended the company's decision to not take down political advertising that contains false information. "What I believe is that in a democracy, it's really important that people can see for themselves what politicians are saying, so they can make their own judgments," he said. "And, you know, I don't think that a private company should be censoring politicians or news." Twitter has banned all political ads, while Google has taken a more middle-of-the-road approach and is receiving less scrutiny on the subject. Amazon's quantum computing service lets customers explore, evaluate, and experiment quantum hardware from three startups: D-Wave Systems, IonQ, and Rigetti Computing. Rival IBM has offered cloud service to its own quantum hardware since 2016. Amazon also announced the AWS Center for Quantum Computing, adjacent to the California Institute of Technology and the Amazon Quantum Solutions Lab, which connects AWS customers with quantum computing experts from Amazon and select partners. Monthly vehicle sales numbers will be released today from the Bureau of Economic Analysis as labor deals conclude with the last of the big three carmakers in Detroit. Economists are expecting 17 million total light vehicles sold in November, up from October's 16.5 million, according to FactSet. A year ago, November sales totaled 17.4 million vehicles. Shares of Ford are flat over the past month, while GM is off by nearly 7% and Fiat Chrysler is down by 9% in the same period. McDonald's kicked off December by entering into the so-called Chicken Wars, a food fight Popeyes challenged Chick-fil-A with in August by releasing its now infamous chicken sandwich. The sandwich from the Golden Arches is reported to feature a fried chicken fillet served on a buttery potato roll with butter and pickles. A deluxe version also includes tomatoes, lettuce, and mayo. McDonald's is testing the new sandwich in Houston, Texas, and Knoxville, Tennessee until January 26th. Kitty Hawk, the secretive flying car company that's bankrolled by Google co-founder Larry Page, has been folded into a joint venture company with Boeing named Wisk Aero. Two Boeing executives and Wisk's CEO, who previously worked for Boeing, hold three seats on the five-member board. The news comes after Forbes published a piece saying Kitty Hawk had faced many technical issues, safety problems, and unresolved questions about the practical use of its battery-powered aircraft. Hong Kong's retail sales in October fell by their steepest on record, sliding 24.3% to 30.1 billion Hong Kong dollars, or $3.85 billion, as ongoing anti-government protests gripped the city. Tourist arrivals also plunged 43.7% from a year ago to 3.31 million, according to the Hong Kong Tourism Board. It's very hard to imagine that retail sales numbers and tourist arrival numbers will be any better in November given how much of a step up in protest and violence that happened during that time, said Martin Rasmussen, Chinese economist at Capital Economics. Despite a weakening economy, Sweden's Riksbank this month expects to swim against the tide of global monetary policy by ending its negative rate experiment. Policymakers are worried about some of the effects of a prolonged period of sub-zero rates, such as penalizing good savers and supporting companies that might otherwise collapse and inflating bubbles in the property market. But with a steady stream of gloomy economic data, it's still to be seen if the country can simply kick its unconventional addiction that began in 2015. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures are all set to open in the red, with gold flat and crude oil slightly up. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.